You really think this wand exists, then, Mr. Ollivander? Asked Hermione.
Oh, yes, said Ollivander. Yes, it is perfectly possible to trace the wand's course through history. There are gaps, of course, and long ones, where it vanishes from view, temporarily lost or hidden, but always it resurfaces. It has certain identifying characteristics that those who are learned in wand lore recognize. There are written accounts, some of them obscure, that I and other wand makers have made it our business to study. They have the ring of authenticity. So you don't think it can be a fairy tale or a myth?
Hermione asked hopefully.
No, said Ollivander. Whether it needs to pass by murder, I do not know. Its history is bloody, but that may be simply due to the fact that it is such a desirable object and arouses such passions in wizards. Immensely powerful, dangerous in the wrong hands, and an object of incredible fascination to all of us who study the power of wands.
Mr. Ollivander, said Harry, you told you-know-who that Grigorovitch had the Elder Wand, didn't you? Ollivander turned, if possible, even paler. He looked ghostly as he gulped.
But how? How do you?
Never mind how I know it, said Harry, closing his eyes momentarily as his scar burned and he saw, for mere seconds, a vision of the main street in Hogsmeade, still dark, because it was so much farther north. You told you-know-who that Grigorovitch had the wand?
It was a rumour,
whispered Ollivander.
A rumour years and years ago, long before you were born. I believe Grigorovitch himself started it. You can see how good it would be for business that he was studying and duplicating the qualities of the Elder Wand.
Yes, I can see that, said Harry. He stood up. Mr. Ollivander, one last thing, and then we'll let you get some rest. What do you know about the Deathly Hallows?
The what?
Asked the wand maker, looking utterly bewildered. The Deathly Hallows.
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about. Is this still something to do with wands?
Harry looked into the sunken face and believed that Ollivander was not acting. He did not know about the Hallows. Thank you, said Harry. Thank you very much. We'll leave you to get some rest now. Ollivander looked stricken.
He was torturing me,
he gasped.
The Cruciatus curse. You have no idea.
I do, said Harry. I really do. Please, get some rest. Thank you for telling me all of this. He led Ron and Hermione down the staircase. Harry caught a glimpse of Bill, Fleur, Luna and Dean sitting at the table in the kitchen, cups of tea in front of them. They all looked up at Harry as he appeared in the doorway, but he merely nodded to them and continued into the garden, Ron and Hermione behind him. The reddish mound of earth that covered Dobby lay ahead, and Harry walked back to it as the pain in his head built more and more powerfully. It was a huge effort now to close down the visions that were forcing themselves upon him. But he knew that he would have to resist only a little longer. He would yield very soon, because he needed to know that his theory was right. He must make only one more short effort so that he could explain to Ron and Hermione.